what's happening at this moment. I do believe that a significant revolution is occurring, but let's see if we can't situate it. And so sometimes revolutions are prone to excess, and I think it's good to be sober in assessment of revolutions. One is that new technologies have always changed the way people learn. They mediate, in some sense, the learning experience, and a new technology comes along that changed it. And I will also observe that bright, motivated people have always found ways to learn, no matter what the technology was. So you keep those two. But here's kind of a history, brief history. Where did the lecture come from? The lecture was in a moment of technology when you could write your own words, and if you wanted to disseminate to a large audience, what did you do? You read it, right? And so we have the formal reading of a text. That's what a lecture actually etymologically is. Okay? But then came some things that could allow the word to be spread further. The invention of printing. You could print handbills and get past the individual writing, the person's own handwriting that maybe only that person could actually read, and you could distribute something to a larger audience, fairly slow process. It picked up speed with the invention of the printing press that increased the volume. That was a dramatic revolution in learning, from manuscripts that had to be hand-copied to those that could be produced at high rate. And that changed the way the world learned. Now, since we're in the state of Illinois, I will point out that Abraham Lincoln did very well with the help of Gutenberg. As far as I know, he did not have formal education, but he had access to books that were made possible by Gutenberg, and he made a lot of it. He was one of those bright, motivated students. The volume goes way up when you get to the offset printing press. You could throw in some other electronic techniques here, but the offset printing press allowed you to spread a word to a very large audience compared to Gutenberg's press. And then, of course, we got the television and electronic media where you could reach vast audience, millions, and you could get the word out. In the 1960s, I remember intellectuals talking about how education was going to be changed forever when there was a television in every hut. That was Jean-Jacques Servan-Schreiber who used to say that. This is television's going to just change education. In a certain sense, it did. Pittsburgh, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, that was a form of education. These technologies were actually one-way broadcast. And what you see is a change in scale, ever larger scale. We've got a next wave. Well, the personal computer came along. Do you remember people saying in the 80s about how education would be changed forever when there was a computer in every classroom? And then there were computers in classrooms, and then people said, well, the students don't seem to be learning a whole lot better just because there's a computer sitting in the corner of the classroom. So how is that computer being used is the question. We then have the internet, which begins to have interaction going on, very much broader sweep. You have then much more active participation in the internet. What we've all experienced is the personalized collective recommender algorithms, which is the way the computer science folks talk about what's going on when they analyze what you want. Is that education? Well, in a sense it is, because they're educating you about your options for the next purchase. They're educating you about things that they think you want to learn about. So it's an aspect. What's going on with those providers is, in fact, an aspect of education and of learning. Here you see a dramatic increase in interaction. And the question that you have to ask yourself is, when the individual is interacting, what's being perceived about the individual at the other end? And those personalized collective recommender algorithms are changing the nature of that response that you get. They are learning about you, sometimes scarily so. I think this next wave is adaptive learning systems, where you use some of those same processes to improve, to learn about the learner, and then personalize the experience for that learner to make it a better learning experience. The technology is reaching the point that it's ubiquitous. The cost of the technology is so much lower, we can make the learning experience for each student much more personalized and much more effective. I like to say that this new environment is replacing the textbook. And if you think about it that way, I think you're going to be closer to what's likely to happen. Right, we've had textbooks for years. Students have been able to learn. I could tell you the stories of students who've achieved stunning results just with access to a textbook. But this is now a turbo textbook. This is a textbook that actually can learn about the student, interact with the student.